It's the second most profitable worldwide criminal enterprise after the illegal arms trade. We're talking about human trafficking, where men, women and children are bought and sold every day. In countries across the globe, these victims are transported and sold into modern-day slavery, whether for the sex trade, domestic servitude or for forced labour. So how can the Catholic Church use its global networks to help fight the scourge of human trafficking? That's one of the key aims behind a conference on combating human trafficking that has been hosted next week by the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. The key organiser of the conference is Bishop Patrick Lynch, who heads the Church's Office for Migration in England and Wales. He told me more about it.
Well, it's significant for two reasons. First of all, because it is an attempt to bring together NGOs, law enforcement agencies, bishops, religious who are working in the field of trafficking from throughout the world, but especially those countries who are connected because of the trafficking issue and the trafficking problem. And it's an opportunity together to look at ways as to how we can make people aware of this tragedy of human trafficking, but also to reflect on how perhaps we can in the future cooperate together, communicate together and work together to avoid this and to come to terms with this problem.
Are you seeking a more hands-on approach through this conference? Because you say you're forging partnerships with law enforcement agencies, who, after all, are the people on the front line of trying to stop this evil trade by catching the criminals responsible for it.
Well, the three themes that will run through the day would be prevention, pastoral care and reintegration. And those are three fundamental themes where people have to work together. I think, secondly, because it is with the law enforcement agencies, it becomes very practical in the sense of we must build together in different countries and across national boundaries and international boundaries a trust and a communication with and regarding all issues regarding trafficking. I think that is different. I think it's also different in the sense that we have people from Eastern Europe, with people from Asia, from Africa, here in Great Britain, and different parts of Europe.
How active is the Church on this anti-human trafficking front now compared to, say, 10 years ago? And does this extend right down to the parish level?
I think throughout the world, one of the groups that has led the way and been a shining example in responding to the problem of trafficking has been the Religious Institutes of Women. Throughout the world, they have taken the lead. Also, I think in more recent years, different organisations, peace and justice groups, different parishes, have also become aware of the problems. I think in parish levels, certainly parishes who would be in an inner city have come across different situations where someone is trafficked. And I think what we're now aware of is that we have to work together, not just different agencies within the church, but actually with law enforcement officers, NGOs and different other organisations, first of all to prevent it and then to actually give practical help to people who have been trafficked.
So can you give us some examples of how the department that you head actively helps, you know, on this sort of practical, hands-on approach level?
Well, the first thing you would encourage people to do is to be aware. In other words, to be aware in a large inner city parish that you may well have people who sneak into the back of the church, perhaps say a few prayers or go and light a candle, that there will be people, may well be people, who have actually had the experience of being trafficked. So be aware and be sensitive to those people. Secondly, give them a welcome. Take the first step. Go and talk to them. Even if they don't speak the language, find out someone who can communicate them. So instead of leaving them on the fringes of the community, help to bring them in and make them part of the community. But then, very importantly, be informed. Be informed as to the ways that you can help them. There is a helpline that the Metropolitan Police have available. That is one source of very good help. There are other groups within the church here in England where people are very skilled at dealing with the personal issues that surge to the surface of someone who has been trafficked. And then the last thing would be to help me stay with people, because when people have an issue or have been trafficked, the one thing they need is some consistent person to walk with them and accompany them in their journey and in their struggle. So there'd be four areas that people in parishes could certainly work with.
Presumably you have met personally some victims of human trafficking, and if so, what struck you most about their experience? And would you like to share very briefly with us the story of one of them that struck you as particularly inspirational?
Well, I think the first time I came across people who were trafficked was many years ago in Japan. I was visiting a number of missionaries there who were working in a number of big cities. And remember, in Japan, the Catholic population is very, very small. And there was a number of Filipino women who had obviously been trafficked. Now, they didn't use that word, but they would have come to the different Catholic churches for consolation, for support, actually to nourish their faith in very different circumstances. The second thing that very often comes from those who are trafficked is they're away from home. They're away from their family. So they have none of their family near or nearby. So in a sense, when they come to the priest, they share themselves at a very profound level because they have no one else they can trust. However, the next thing that has to happen is to make a real difference. The pastoral worker or priest or sister needs help from an organization like the Metropolitan Police, maybe like the Women at the Well, or maybe like the Madai Trust, to actually bring the case a little bit further so that they can find a way out of the trap situation that they're in.
I was speaking to Bishop Patrick Lynch, who heads the Office for Migration at the Catholic Church of England and Wales.